Hey there, welcome to Elside Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of ElsideDemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This is a question that came in from the Ask button.
It says, hello, I found out that I tend to get the answer right when torn between 2 to 3 answers when I focus on the conclusion of the argument, if there is one, and what helps me is highlighting the conclusion. Do you recommend this? Is this feature even on the actual LSAT? Producer Eric says, well, also, how about this highlighting strategy suggested by one of my students? In reading comprehension, highlight the sentences you don't understand so that you can come back to decipher them later.
Later?
So we got two different questions. We got, should I highlight the conclusion if there is one on logical reasoning? Should I highlight the sentences I don't understand on reading comprehension? I think our answer is clearer to one of those questions than it is to the other one.
Well, I would say, let's start with the logical reasoning one. Well, okay, actually, let's start with the reading comp one. That's the easy.
That's what I was going to do.
Yeah, no, yeah. The answer is no. Don't decipher it later. Decipher it now.
Yeah, this is exactly why I always harp on, I don't think your highlighting is helping you. Because if you're highlighting sentences you don't understand, I mean, this is the first time that I've ever heard explicitly someone say that that's what they're doing. But I always have said, just speculated, it seems to me that what you're doing is you're highlighting stuff that you think is important, but you don't really understand it. Mm. You're highlighting it as an excuse. You're highlighting it as a,
This sounds important. I bet they're going to ask something about it. And then when they do, I'm going to want to know where it is because I'm going to come back and then I'm going to read it and then I'm going to understand it.
Yeah, I think that most of the time when people are highlighting, they're highlighting things that they feel it is important for whatever reason, but they don't really understand it. Because when I look at the shit that people have that they have highlighted, I'm like, why did you highlight that? What? And as far as the first, so I hate the reading comp, and I do want to say this about reading comprehension. You have to force yourself to understand that sentence. You can't allow yourself to just go, oh, yeah, I don't really get that bit, but let me keep going. Because if you don't get that bit, then it's going to make it harder for you to understand the shit that you're going to read later. That's the part that people really don't understand. For me, by the time I get down to the third or fourth or fifth paragraph on these passages, it gets way easier for me to read it because I have taken the time to understand what was in the first paragraph and the second paragraph, and I'm following the story. I'm getting it. I understand the argument that's being developed, or I understand the, you know, frequently it's a nerd fight, one group of sociologists against another group of sociologists, and they're competing research or competing theories or whatever. But I've learned, like, I get it. I've watched the first half of the movie, and now I kind of have some ideas about what might happen in the second half of the movie. And students who do this strategy of just like, oh yeah, I didn't get that part, highlight, let me keep going. There's going to be a lot more highlighting to come. Or you're going to have a mistaken understanding of what the passage actually said. And then it just seems time consuming and just really awkward to go back and like, okay, let me figure out the highlighted bits now. Why would you read the whole thing, then go back and read parts of it? There's a battle of will going on the reading comprehension, isn't there, Ben?
Mm. Yeah.
Like, you have to force yourself.
Figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to be the person in the room who's going to understand that goddamn document. And there's only, 15, 16 sentences there. There's 3, 4, 5 paragraphs there. And then you're going to have a lawsuit about that document.
Yeah.
Well, then you better understand what's in the document. And you're just not allowed to be the kind of person who goes, oh yeah, well, I don't really get that bit. Let me highlight it. What value does that have? Like, I don't know. I just think you've already lost at that point. Instead, you've got to reread the sentence, reread one part of the sentence, you know, get as much as you can out of the sentence. And then at some point you have to move on, but I don't see any point of highlighting and going back to it. You want to talk about this other issue, which is maybe slightly less clear?
Yeah, certainly. So this is the idea of highlighting the conclusion in the passage. One thing about this is I find, this is what the Ask Button correspondent says. It says, I find that I tend to get the answer right when torn between 2 to 3 answers when I focus on the conclusion of the argument, if there is one. Okay, so let's just talk about that before we even talk about highlighting. I think what's going on here, the sentence is a little vague, but I think what's going on here is that the student is stuck between 2 to 3 answers, then goes back and focuses on the conclusion of the argument. So there's a couple potential problems here. Did you identify the conclusion of the argument before you even got to the question, let alone the answers? If you did identify the conclusion of the argument, did you think about it? Did you think about what the conclusion is saying? Did you think about how the evidence either proves it or fails to prove it? Like, if you're doing those steps before you read the question, let alone the 5 answer choices, then the conclusion is going to be very clearly etched into your mind. And so you're not going to need to go back and then focus on it. That idea says to me that this person didn't really engage with the passage in the way that he or she should have. So I think that's the real problem.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, you know, if you can correctly highlight the conclusion, then congratulations, you have spotted the conclusion. I don't know what the highlighting of the conclusion really does for you
at that point.
I mean,
I think this is correlation causation. This is I've highlighted and identified the conclusion at the same time, and I'm attributing my success to the highlighting.
To the highlighting. And instead it was, no, you were just focusing on the conclusion, which is the thing that you should be doing always. Yeah. I mean, on LSAT logical reasoning, that's essentially the game, right? Is there a conclusion? Is it justified by the facts? If it is, great. I mean, but that only happens on like 1 out of 10 logical reasoning arguments. Yeah. If there's an argument there, 90% of the time, the conclusion is not proven by the facts, and then you're going to fight about it. Like, why isn't it proven by the facts? And Anonymous here is getting already into the answer choices before they, then they're going to go back and focus on the conclusion or what these answers might do to the conclusion. But your problem is that you're getting, you just shouldn't be torn between 2 or God forbid 3.
Yeah.
You should never be considering 3 answers. I mean, literally never should you be considering 3 answers. That's because if I read A, I mean, I'm either getting rid of it, which I am getting rid of it 80% of the time, actually probably more than 80% of the time I get rid of it, because I am going to end up eliminating all 5 answers frequently on a first read through. I've taken the time to understand what's in that argument. I know what the conclusion is. I know what the evidence is. I know why the evidence doesn't really support that conclusion. And I already did all that work before I ever read the question. Yes. Let alone the answer choices. I read the question. I see what type of a question is. Maybe it's a strengthened question. Okay. So I need something that's going to help them to build their broken argument. Well, what was wrong with their argument? How do I help their argument? Could be by building a case, could be by defending it against an attack, but I know what's wrong with it. So then, yeah, I've got some ideas about how to make it better. Then when I read A, again, 80% of the time, maybe 84% of the time, I'm going to nope, that's not the answer. Same with B, same with C, same with D, same with E. And I do sometimes eliminate all 5, especially on a fast first read through. What I'm never going to do is like A, also like B, and then go, well, let me see what C has to say.
Yeah.
You've talked about this a lot. You want to expand on that a little bit?
Well, at the very least, right, you're going to have a sense of A or B, which one is going to be better?
Yeah, there can be only one.
Yeah.
Ultimately, you're going to narrow it down to one.
Yeah.
So if you're considering 2, well, then one of them's right and one of them's wrong. Actually, maybe both of them are wrong, but at least one of them is wrong.
Yeah.
And there's no way in hell I'm going to go, well, it could be A, could be B. Let's see what C has to say.
Yeah.
And D and E. That's the only way that you can get to 3 possible answers. All 3 of these answers look good. No, they don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two of those answers are definitely wrong. And the right answer might not even be that great. So you're just not being critical enough. I think you need to take more time to attack these arguments in the first place. Yes, identifying the conclusion is part of that. Yes, highlighting is available on the actual LSAT, but we just don't teach people to use it because instead I want you to have like a conversation with the author. I want you to be telling them, hey, if you're my prospective client, I see what you're trying to prove here and I see what facts you have and those facts do or don't prove the conclusion. And if they don't, you know, here's the type of things that we might be fighting about if we're trying to make this argument. We do all that analysis before we ever even look at the question. And so it's clear to me that this correspondent has got the cart before the horse here, getting into the answer choices way too quickly and then not being critical enough of the answers when reading them. Excellent. Anything else about highlighting?
No. Good.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.